nighttime is real time, big time dinim, as it were, serious dinim. That's why, from our sage's perspective, you don't have to daven ma'ariv. It's rishus. If you want to, you daven ma'ariv. If you don't, you don't. Today, it's too late to do rishus. We already, many hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, we're already doing it every day. Davening ma'ariv. Shema is not included in that, of course. But davening ma'ariv, nothing says because, like, can you really bring in the light? It's hard, it's dark. He said, but when the day starts to wane, you know, like from the afternoon, when the day, the sunlight's starting to wane, so what happens is, it's like preparing for the next day, it's getting ready to get to darkness. He said, when you're in that stage, you can fix things. You can fix things preparation for the next day. That's why he says that there's a bechina that's called, he says, that's the din of mincha. That's why he says, be very careful about mincha, because mincha is a time when you can really, really do big, big fixing. That's how he said, you can prepare for the next day.
By fixing, do you mean anticipating the next day's mitzvahs, or...?
He says that you, through accessing ayin, you see that things are... So, okay, God, where are you? It's starting to get more and more. I'm going to hit this place where it's all dark. So I'm searching for you, and that's how I do it. That's one thing he says. That's how Nassim explains. He's a very, very long piece about it. That's a little bit I remember. But when you're yearning, when I'm yearning for, where are you, Hashem? I want to reveal you in the next day. He says, then you fix the day. So that can include doing the mitzvahs of the next day. It includes what it means, being aware when it's dark, when you're in darkness. He says, Ma'ariv means when you're in darkness. Keeping your awareness. That's why he says that Yosef put away for 7 years, for the years of famine. So Nassim says, that means when things are going good for you, you've got to put away for... You have to hold on to as much as you can. Say, I'm putting, when things are not so great, I'm going to have whatever I have. Every mitzvah, every good thing, every mitzvah comes together and you get through it. So that's what we have to do also spiritually. That's a little I remember, but there's a lot more he says. But very bekitzur, he says, the day before generates the next day. That's what he says. You're generating the light of the next day in accordance with what you do today. That's why we know how you go to sleep also generates how you get up. But yeah, by Bokeh, what you do in the night depends on your day. That's why Bender would say, that's why by Bokeh. Just as, you know, first comes, and it was night, and then it was morning. That was morning first, depending on your night. That's what decides your day. So it depends on your attitude, depends on a lot of things. So we're building that in Mincha. So that's the purpose of Mincha. That's why it's Yitzchak, that's why it's Din. But it's not like Yaakov is like, he was tough, he could take anything. That was the power of Yaakov. Yaakov had the power to deal with anything in the world because he had to have that. In order to deal with the impossibilities of love and all these difficult things. That's what Nassim says, that's my recollection. I think it's been Chazayin. It's a long, long discussion. That's all I have here right now, I'm afraid. He has more, he says a lot more. He proves in different ways. That's really always was answered then, because that's what prime when they were in spiritual darkness, and that's the best time to repair to get to that, because it's not dark, it's like sort of in the middle. He was able to wake them up and say, hey, you're on both sides of the fence. You got to make a decision. If you think your little Geshke is in charge, fine. Worship the Geshke. If you think Hashem is in charge, worship Hashem. But make up your mind. You can't do both. You can't have both. Both is an absolute contradiction. They figured it out. The 3 years without rain, they figured it out. That's what Nassim. That's how it comes out. Simcha. Baruch Hashem. Remember something. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Spirit of the law about Shabbos. That's what we're going to do now. That's Hashem. We'll go about Shabbos. In the Ben Chai, what does the Ben Chai say? In the Ben Chai, in Bayira. Thank you. It's got to be Bayira, right? Yeah, Bayira. How do we access the light of Shabbos? That's the big question. How in the world are you supposed to access the light of Shabbos? What do I do to access the light of Shabbos? So the Rebbe Chai is bringing from what the Arizal says. What am I supposed to do to access the light of Shabbos? He says, well, one thing you can do is after you say because a Muslim, after you finish benching, you take these two adasim that you started with and you make a brain maybe summon on them. That could work. He says, in order to make the bracha, you take it away from the table, because you can't make the bracha if it's still there, you put it away. So some people learn the whole tractate Erevin. Okay, you can do that. He said, we don't, if you do that, wonderful. Basically, Rav Nosson explains the idea of smelling, like we saw, or we'll see, the idea of bringing in, we spoke about it before also, bring in the light of Shabbos. I want to bring it, internalize it. That's what I want to do. I want to take it in and make it part of myself. How do I do that? So first of all, I have to know that Shabbos is a gift from Hashem. So we're speaking of Shabbos is a gift from Hashem, like the Gemara says. Hashem gives us something with Shabbos. Shabbos gives us something. It's something that, in accordance with how much I'm ready and prepared to access it, that's how much I'm going to get from it. So Shabbos, for example, there's a deeper element. The other Kelm called it, there's the body and the soul of the spiritual life of Shabbos. So most people just get the body. You eat a little, you feel a little something, you try this, you dive in, you wake up this time, you wake up that time. Okay, you get something. But you're not getting the inner essence of Shabbos, most people. So if you're a rare person, is going to work hard enough to focus and get to the inner essence. So get to what is going on, what's the inner essence, what's the premise, what's Shabbos really about? He said, regarding such people, the Medrash says, the person, the face of a person on Shabbos doesn't look the same as a weekday, during the week. He looks different, he's totally different. And again, this is a lot of yearning. A person's yearning, he's waiting, when will Shabbos come in? Like he's thinking about Shabbos the whole week long. This is what we saw there. He says, a person who's focused each day, that like today, here is Sunday. Sunday, I'm losing the neshama I had from Shabbos. That's the neshama's in thought. So I need to work a lot of my thoughts today. That's what Larry says. He says, that tomorrow is going to be speech. I'm losing the ruach, work on speech. A lot of Torah learning, especially about speaking good speech. And Wednesday, right, what's the Tuesday? Sorry, Tuesday is going to be action. Tuesday's action. So all of these are slipping away. And then it works the other way. Wednesday is preparing the action for the next week's Shabbos. Soul, nefesh, and then ruach. Thursday is going to be speech. That's also why he says, because there's speech, Monday and Thursday is when we leave the Torah reading. Because it's speech, that's what he says. And then Friday is going to be machshava, thought, a lot of tshuva. So the Chesed Rav adds there, he says, if you want to have a sin-free week, this has to be, this is like a big, this is what it depends on. Are you connected to the light of Shabbos during the week or not? And generally speaking, by doing, you know, focusing on good actions today, tomorrow, good speech, but it means to be connected to the light of Shabbos. The more connected we are, the more we're going to have on Shabbos. The more our Shabbos is going to shine. We should look different on Shabbos. We should be totally different. This is the great people, the Alter Kelm, he just looked totally different. Every Shabbos looked like a different person. He's supposed to look like a different, he's supposed to be a different face. We're supposed to not recognize, we're not supposed to recognize the person on Shabbos. Wow. It's like he just won the lottery. I don't know. Something happened. Something happened, whatever it is, some moving special thing happened. He looks so different, he's so different. That's how we're supposed to be on Shabbos. So that's what Shabbos is about. That's Shabbos. So the Mishnah brings the has a bechina that you person takes hadassim after benching, and he smells hadassim. He says, and you can learn all the Masechet Erevin if you have the ability. There were great people in Israel, the Netziv, he would learn all the Shabbos and all the Erevin. The Mishnah says, at least in the Sephardic world, one should at least learn the whole Shabbos if you can. Sech Shabbos, because I thought to discourage someone who can't. But if you can, so then you ought to learn the whole Sech Shabbos. You say one chapter at least in the night, if not four, and another 20 or 23 by day if you can, if you're able to, if you're holding by it. Wow. But one way or the other way, we have to connect to it. That's what he says there. Yeah. As he said, because that's the light of Shabbos, the light has it all in the. Wow. The Alochis contains the light, it's very, very beautiful. You know, it's better even if you know what the halachas mean, if you can, like it's even higher if you can. Just learning this a little bit on Shabbos, drop. I've never managed to learn the whole Masechta Shabbos. I have sometimes, but not with the with what it means. Each one, Nechsidis, I've never, that's like slower and a lot more thinking. And you know, there are sparring a little here and there, but like it's, that's already different, a totally different thing. Maybe one day we'll finish this Seder, we'll want to do the Mishnayos, and we'll do the Mishnayos, perhaps. Every Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, a little bit, like one Mishnah a day or something. What is the Chassidus here? We'll see. Or something of the Chassidus here. We'll see whether we manage to do that. So that's the first thing to be aware of. The first thing is, it all depends on us. All depends on us. What? How much light do I get of Shabbos? How much do I wake up late of Shabbos? What do I do? That's the question. Okay, so that's the first thing. So, and again, you do, they're trying to do it one way, there are other ways, we do our best. So fine, very good. Now, continues Chav Gimel. The custom of the Ri was to put the table, to leave the table in its place until after you bench.
What does that mean?
Till I say the Brikas HaMazon, I don't move the table. The table stays right where it was. The table represents the table of Hashem. That's what we saw. And actually, we started doing this because I forgot this. It's a beautiful idea that says that the woman of the house, when she sets the table, she's supposed to put her hands on the table and say, "This is the table for Hashem." It's in that brief kedusha on the table, just like the bris, when you have a chair for Eliyahu HaNavi. You say, "This is the chair of Eliyahu HaNavi," and that brings the light of the... That's the Reish Chai said. So it's like, we have to do this. Someone like, we must do this. So Baruch Hashem, we started doing it last week. Wow. Then we just started this. So if this table is so wondrously sacred because we're connected to Hashem, don't move it until after benching. Yeah, you leave the...
So she says, "This is the Shulchan of Hashem."
Oh. Yep, that's right. He said, leave a little bit of wine also to have a bracha should stay on it, like the Zohar brings.
A little wine in the.
Leave the cup on the table. Cup. Leave a little wine. Ah. Leave a little bread there. Not a full bread. That's the Zohar Kabbalah. It's really a halacha also. The halacha is you can't bring a full bread.
So you would have two loaves of bread on the table before candlelighting?
Before candlelighting, one should, if possible. But after, before benching, I should have a little bit of wine in there on the table, and I should have a little bit in my cup, and I should have a little bit of before benching, maybe even after benching, something also. Right, leave a little wine there. Leave a little bit of bread there. That's all before benching, you see what he's saying?
So all before?
No, even after. After Birchas HaMazon. Leave it there. You leave a little bit of bread. You leave a little bit of, you leave the cup with a little bit of wine. Drop, not too much. But not a full loaf of bread. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So they used to put a... And the halacha says to bring to the table. They used to put a loaf left to their idolatry when they were done with their meal. That's not a bring.
I'm sorry, what would they do with the...
They have a loaf for their idolatry?
They would leave a full one. So that's what we can leave a little bit. We left a little bit of bread under the... tablecloth, the challah cover, and a little bit of wine in the kosher bracha. That's what he says.
And how would that prevent? Would that prevent idolatry or?
No, that would bring blessing. You leave the bread, you leave the, that brings blessing. That's what you bring. That's what he says. It says, but be careful that you, the, if you have cats wandering around your house like you did in Baghdad, don't let. That's what he said. Don't let them eat the challah. It's not proper that the cats should eat the challah when that's on your table. So that isn't proper. That's what he says. He says, but we have cats wandering around our house. Make sure they don't get the bread.
That's a major problem. Especially with Cookie, Duke. Not so much in you.
That's what he says. Maybe it's not worth doing that. I don't know. I honestly plead ignorance. But he says, yeah, that's what he says. He said, usually we have cats in the house. So don't let them in the room where you have the bread. Make sure the door stays closed. They can't get to this house.
So who says they have cats in their house?
That's right. Okay. Matsuyim babayis, which are found in the house. It sounds pretty much.
Okay, so I can tell my wife that Ben Chai has cats in his house.
No, but in Tam Ben Chai, people had cats. Perhaps only wandering in the house. I don't know. I have no information, to be honest. It doesn't say they're cats. It just says the cats that are in the house. Could be they were pets. I don't know. I don't have information.
Okay.
But it does. It is interesting. That's what the man says. No, well, maybe, I don't know.
That wouldn't affect him at all.
Well, he says the people, he's talking about the regular people. Your average person has a cat, like, wandering around, seems to be saying. Hello? Hello? Ken Muchayotel, Muchayotel, Bishesh, Fechetzi, Bisheva, Muchayotel, the Lochshav, Bistevigamu. Shalom.
So the cats are not supposed to eat the challah or the wine?
Yeah. on Tuesdays. I mean, he talks about the challah actually, but I don't know if they want it. They have very strong wine. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly. The cats like it. Maybe grapes they do like. I don't know. I asked it all. Should be interesting. So we have again this bechina. The main point here is not so much the you can leave the bread and leave the wine, not leave the bread and leave the wine. There's an Indian for sure. There is a reason to do it again. Beis Chai, everything in the Arih, he does it.
Now, what time period was the Beis Chai?
The Beis Chai was 100 and something years ago. He passed away. 110 years or something, a little less maybe. Maybe 100 years. I'm not 100% sure. But he actually came to Shalayim. He established Shoshan David. There's a shul in Beis Yisrael that he established. He came and then he left. But he went to the grave of Rabbi Yehuda ben Yehuda in Tzfat, I believe. And he got an or there. Tzfat. Or around the north. He got a light there that he wrote many, many books based on. He got a little spark of the Neshama and he just wrote sefer after sefer after sefer. Ben Ish Chai is based also on the verse about that great person. So he came with Rav Kaduri met him, actually. Rav Kaduri, he got a spark. The Ari says that this person gives Torah. That was supposed to be Torah gets from this person. It wasn't by accident, he just picked someone. There was a reason for it. Jarbun. But Rav Kaduri, when Rav Kaduri started to give over his bar mitzvah drosha, it was obvious that he knew everything. He knew it all. Clear. So the Beit Chai shut him up. He said, "You have to speak." Right. People should be hearing your knowledge. You're quiet. Just listen, don't speak. Listen and don't speak. You're too young to speak like this. It's not good. Just stay in the corner and let me show. Just make your eye out. Not good. Looking at you, oh, Jesus. This was part of the Zohar about Bilam. Boy, how Bilam tried everything. He tried everything. Didn't work curses? It's okay, I'll give him an Ifai. I'll give him an Hara. He's an expert. Didn't work either. What do you do? It's unbelievable. Zohar is like really unbelievable.
But he gave them excellent advice, the morality.
No, the advice he did, yeah. Hashem said, "You're going to die for this, my friend." And he did. But, you know, he had.
And we're still going on with this garbage.
Yeah.
Like a better word.
Different, each one in his own way. Hashem did nothing. Then, though, they had such a revelation. They were really, really in trouble. Today, what do you want from the guys like this? No, you better. What do you want from them? What do we want from them? What exactly do we want from them? They have tithes. What do you call this? Pachim. 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 So, people, it's hard for them. They have a fire. They don't have no way of dealing with it. What do you want from them? What are they supposed to do? Let's hope Hashem should help them. They should marry Jewish at least. They should see the light. Hashem should give them an or. There are things that are important in the world. This is not Briti Shalom. Yes, give them a little bit of.
Can they go up and go in? Can they get out of that pile of two, or is that it? Are they kind of stuck in it?
Can is a very hard word to deal with. Anyone can do anything. Usually. But it's not so easy.
I remember hearing a story about Gandhi everyone knows he fasted for 40 a long time. Multiple times, 40 days or more without eating water or drinking anything. Then I heard the story that he tried to be in a room and he filled another fast he was gonna test himself on, and he filled the room full of virgins. And he's gonna be in the room with them alone. And he said he went in, he was in for an hour, and he ran out and said, "I can't do it."
Sounds right. Yeah, it's not an easy time to deal with.
So he fasted for 40 days.
They have their own mahalak there. They have a whole. I heard some very interesting stuff that they do. These strange people. I mean, whatever. They have to get involved in there. They're Mr. Gossam. The kids are taking up this. It's not exactly what they have usually. It's hard. It's not simple. It's not easy.
Maybe the one who could have made it, I thought maybe he would have been able to make a stab at it, but he didn't succeed at all. He didn't make it.
Well, he was honest enough to know. They allowed him to think that they're doing something. It's not simple. These things are very not simple. A person asks Hashem for help. Hashem will help them. Sure, grab what they ask for if you want. Some can get to you. Depends. The morale says that a non-Jew is close to Hashem as much as he turns to Hashem. So yeah, if he really turns to Hashem, he really needs help. Hashem will help. So what does it mean, purity? What does that mean? How do you define it? For a non-Jew, he's doing a non-Jew for the lovers of the seven mitzvahs, he can do it. Yeah, it's not that hard. Think so. Why not? There's a special kedusha. The Torah is doing special things for us. We don't begin to understand what's doing. Special, special thing. But we need that off. We can work on a lot of other things too. But we don't understand that. In essence, it's a big gift. You're just doing what Hashem asks you to do. That's a big, big thing. It's a big, big thing. It's not simple. But we don't, again, it's hard to give a clear answer and say yes, no, maybe. It's not open-ended. It depends. The time in general, nothing says in general, this time is something that the biggest tzaddikim are able to deal with. They really make it. Most of the rest of us don't exactly. We do our best. There's a lesson in the Sefer Gevurim also, that to really, really sanctify oneself 100% in this action is really hard to do. So it says a language that's almost impossible. You have to really be somewhere. But again, there are levels and levels and levels and levels. There's one person who's totally in the garbage can. There's another person who's this way. There's another person who's that way. Different bechinas. There are different bechinas. As always, the halacha is the bottom line. The symbol, nida, the marshal, is a big, big. There are different things. There are lachs and mishma. There are different bechinas. The person where he's holding and what he can do with. And it's up to you. It's up to us. Do our best. That's really what it comes down to. I have to do my best. Not to be discouraged, it's a big, big limud, very often teaches us. I think the Gemara says, Abba Shaul said, Hashem should give me the ability to daven next to my bed. So the Rebbe says that means whatever happened in your bed, and again, he's not talking about Shaul Limud, whatever it may be, so you get, the worst time wasn't that, whatever. So you're able to daven right away. Hashem's with you, loves you, you pray, he doesn't stop you. You messed up, okay. You have to use both of those. You have to fix that one. But it doesn't stop you. It doesn't hold you back. Oh yeah, I did this. And I did. The Rebbe says, Diet Sorrow Bishata. Don't think about these things too much. It's hard enough that when you're dealing with the problem. When you're in the sugi, don't sin obsess about it. It's gonna get you in trouble. That's what the Rebbe says. He says, don't think too much about it. It's both of those when you're in a strong place. He says, don't sin and be careful not to be one of those. I did. Take it easy. Relax. Serve Hashem b'simcha, do your best, daven, and like, don't let yourself be trapped in becoming, in the beta store of this thing. You can't, it's very easy.
It's interesting that the tzaddikim, they would feel the bed they could sleep in because things happen.
There are people on very high levels, they were very great people.
But at the same time, they couldn't actually pray beside that. Like, there was like that. Well,
there are different bechinas, you're talking about different yonim. If a person fell and then does a great tshuva, so wonderful. But if he fell and now he can't daven, not so wonderful.
Right.
Opposite of the wonderful. It's terrible. That's tragic. That's worse than what he did. It's worse. Maybe his bed, it's not that he can't daven next to his bed. Unfortunately, sadly, who knows? Shem Yerachim. Although there, I don't know what happened there. Right. Was it permitted? Was it not permitted? What happened there? I don't know. But maybe he's got problems.
Right.
But he can't daven to Shem. He also, my kesha, what is that? What does one thing to do with the other? That's one of the big limudim the Rebbe teaches. Says you don't. Every second is its own second, and yes, there are things that hold you back. Don't strengthen them. Maybe you did it. Maybe it's holding you back. Don't strengthen it by obsessing. Oh, take it easy. If you can do tshuva, wonderful. Do it. Yeah, tshuva can mean you're broken and it's bitter. Wonderful. If you can do that, awesome. But if not, you're just obsessed with it. This is a clone. The Rebbe says, don't think about this. Don't sit on this. Don't relax. It's all good. Relax. Ravobi has an expression. He said, you have to learn how to think in learning. And it's all these things as well. He said, it's not like chopping wood. Boom. Boom. It's not hard. It's not tough. It's just like playing on a musical instrument. It's like it flows. It's going to flow. We have to learn how to do this. It's a very important thing. So don't be careful. It's a first rule. No. And the chizik, don't let it hold you back. Rav Nelson says this thing and that eating the wrong way, all these indulgences and tiredness, that's the thing that holds us back the most from Hashem. Maybe we'll see today, and that's such a joy. We'll see. There's a whole place if I get to it. So I get to it first. That's the whole Indian of today.
My son in the video says that Hashem changed coming around. At that time, he was supposed to, it's true, Bill knew the time, but it's a din, it's Hashem's anger, so to speak. So Hashem may kept put it in place and use it, didn't test it. Because,
yeah.
Because Hashem said, the minister says, I saw English, the minister says, because Hashem didn't want to avoid in the future, I think they can actually get away with this. To try first, Hashem show them the name of Israel, they won't get away with it. But Hashem can make it, you wouldn't, they won't be, they won't be able to say. So, but Basol, since Hashem had to do that, I heard once, that when Hashem put chesed in place of yisad din, it shook everything up. It caused Gilirais. It caused Gilirais.
It enabled Gilirais.
Chesed, too much chesed without yisad din is causing Gilirais somehow. I don't know what. I forget so many years ago. I forget how he explained it. Heard Molesky.
Medrash tells us
24,000.
The verse says that there's a parallel. There's a parallel between chesed. Talks about arias, certain illicit relations, says it's a chesed. So you see, this misused chesed is what caused this. Chesed's a hava, it's too expansive. He's going the wrong way. It's gotta be constricted. That's like the gevura. That's your soul is like, you gotta be. So it's in the middle, it's a middle bechina, it's a talent tzoy. That everything balanced properly. So.
He didn't have a break. All he had was the gas. Like that's when he fell with Levi. He Shimon. He did the whole thing. There was no like. He didn't do it for the right reason. He just all Gevura, and then now he's all chesed.
Yeah. It's a good point.
He convert the whole tribe by having relations, and it was like.
Very big mistake that was.
Didn't. Wow. And that's what he got from his grandfather. He got. That same problem.
Shouldn't
be
rocking.
No break on it.
Wide open. Wow.
So,
Basolki wasn't so much successful.
There's a very scary medrash about what you're saying. The medrash says that Levi and Shimon, they destroyed Shechem. Now, were they for the sake of heaven or not?
Yeah.
It says it was in abeyance. We don't know. If it was 100% for the sake of heaven or.
See, Levi was.
Wait. Later, Levi was tested and they went with Moshe. Who was Hashem? Levi was. Oh, so you have zealousness for God. And then it was also for God. And Shimon, the other way, so says, even the first one wasn't 100,000,000% of Levi. For your level? No. Levi could have not done. It's very, very, it's like blows your way. You did something like this, let's see what you do. Let's see. We're not sure what it is. Let's see. Even in, it's just not clear. He meant it, he thinks it, but so then we see that it's very, very scary measure how these things work. But yeah, it means that because there was an extra chesed then, he missed, that was the whole idea. He perverted that too. So now, before it wouldn't work, but now because there's too much chesed, now it can be misused. So just give them the chance, and they'll mess up. I would suggest it's a good deal. Not pushing.
It was like the whole aura of the Yesod was turning off.
Oh, yes.
So when you go, I can do that, Pastor Shalom. What do you do? I'll cause some damage.
Maybe
I should put too much chesed into the US and put too much chesed into the world.
But we need a chesed to destroy us, as it was. You see what Bilam did with these brachas he tried to do.
Yeah.
You see what he was trying and how Hashem blocked him, and you're like, wow, this was like our sages say, this was a dangerous time. This guy was a dangerous man. The Zohar says if he hadn't killed the donkey and died, he would have anyway made it. So Hashem made this bechira, it's called evil. I can get it. No problem. So that's why Hashem said he was angry. That's why the verse says Hashem was angry. Bilam went with him. You said he could go with him. Now with that donkey that way, he can do something. So we'll kill the donkey. In a very embarrassing way. And then you'll see. It says after that donkey died, Bilam said, oh no, I don't know if I'm going to make it after all. Maybe not. And they're laughing their heads off at him. He's like, I threw everything in this thing and like, nothing's working. Now what?
Wasn't his donkey his wife?
Yes, that was his mahalat. That was his way. That's also Nassim. We might have spoken about this, I don't remember. But Nassim's long discussion of the power of visualization, and he says that people think that when they go the wrong way and things work out, that's what Hashem wants. It's not what Hashem wants. He says, just as the power in the world is called the power of visualization. And if you put your whole self in your mouth, Rabbi Nachman says, if you put your whole mind on something, you'll get it. It doesn't mean it's good. They told the story of a person at the Holocaust. Two people opened orphanages for these girls who had no parents and no family. One person trying to bring them back to Torah and thank them as much as possible, Jewish heritage. The other person, he felt that the whole problem was the fact that we were not assimilated, and he wanted them to assimilate. And they both worked very hard to build up orphanages, and one person destroyed a whole generation, the other person fixed the whole generation. They both put in the same effort, but one was going the right way, one was going the wrong way. It's hard to name. You can't tell. Bilam, that's what Bilam said. That's what Nassim says. Was Bilam crazy? Is he not normal? He tells Balak, yeah, the God hates, he hates licentiousness. Who's your wife, buddy? Oh, I'm okay. When are you okay? You crazy? So yeah, like he said, so Nassim says, no, Bilam says, that's because their conduit is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Mr. Holy Holy, so they got to be holy. So, but me, I'm opposite, Mr. Unholy. So that's when I get my car. That's how I get my strength. That's what he thought. But he was wrong. There's something called evil. There's something called free will. There's something called Hashem. It doesn't mean Hashem wants it or approves it. It says, okay. This whole universe, that's the whole thing of the ego. That's what he tried to do, the ego. Ego means a circle. He tries to say everything's equal. It doesn't matter which way you go. It doesn't make a difference. We've been surviving on kindness before the Torah was given. We want to continue that way. We don't want any Torah. That was the whole deeper meaning of the ego. My teachers took it. That's what they were trying to do. That was the purpose.
So they were using black magic?
Oh, wow. The Zohar goes on and on about it. Yeah, they were doing this, Bilam's stuff. Bilam's two children were doing it. They
still do that
big problem.
Back then. A lot.
I don't know anything. Well, Hashem, I don't know anything. I just.
Fortunately, I had to deal with it when I was back then.
Well, what were they doing?
I know the Zohar has like strange things. This parasha actually a lot of things, strange stuff. But I don't know. A long band discussion there. He goes here and he bows to this thing and he does this and he does that and they do this and he does that. Anyway, I don't want to repeat it. I don't know if I remember it. Then one year after other, I mean it's very interesting. People are like the Zohar says in a different place. If you want to be defiled and you want powers, you have to work just as hard as holiness. It's no freebies. You work hard. And you're also go the wrong way. It works hard to get the wrong way. To go the wrong way.
Just look at the faces of the people that are doing it and you see.
Generally,
it's terrible.
That's right. Rav Nassim says in Kutta Lefes, don't be like Bilam. So a human being can get powers, don't be like him. Don't be. If you're not on the level, don't pretend you are. Don't act like I'm the top, blah, blah, blah. No, not on the level. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, Hashem, 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 Hashem. Yeah, okay, so there's a merit to Gavinezer. Gavinezer says, you know, you have a chayte ego, right? The mayor says in the Medrash, it said Nasa Venishma, when they said Nasa Venishma, they had in mind to make idolatry. So how can they be Kipshuto? Nasa actually says, that's Kipshuto, that's on a simple level, and we still, Hashem, saw their good and gave them the Torah. But Adonizer has his way of looking at it. He says it can't be on a simple level from his perspective. It must mean something else. And he explains very powerfully. He says, you know, it means that the Avodah Zarah, they had in mind for their own benefit. They weren't thinking only for Hashem. He said, that's a big mistake. You're supposed to do Avodah. When you're in Sinai, you have to do Avodah for Hashem, not for me. Only for Hashem. We want the Shekhinah. We want the Vekas. He said, that's called Avodah Zarah. No Vekas. We want to serve Hashem. That's how the Nazir says. So, Shemesh will explain, this is something for every person has to learn. He said, we need to learn to purify ourselves. So when we get a light from above, like on Shabbos, so we need to become purified by the light. I have to throw away some of my nonsense because of the light. Not only stay the same angry guy, the same this problem, that problem, like, okay, I get a light, ah, it's so beautiful, and then the same old, same old. Why should I stay the same? I should throw it away. So the three times when a person gets a powerful, yearning love for Hashem, three times every week, these are the three meals of Shabbos. Kiddush, we bear testimony that Hashem renewed the world. Mincha, we see the light of Hashem. Lamech Zeziz, you see the splendor, it says in Arizal's song. Lamech Zeziz.
That's when the 7 year-olds messed up and they looked and they ate. That was the problem.
Yes.
They should have wanted Hashem and not wanted the Kedusha, what it can give them. That's a mess up.
He said, by day, there's no sight, it's too high. He said, you have to throw out whatever is not for Hashem.
That ore is like so drawing, but it's not Hashem. It is, but it's not.
That's right. Don't think about yourself. Don't think about yourself, he says. Don't think of, we can talk about it and try. But it's not exactly a cakewalk. Sorry, that's a cakewalk. Sometimes I have to go home and call it Easy Street. No problem. What do you mean? What's that's the problem?
Okay, once you get the ride, you're like, oh, wow, I want that. But no, you're missing it. You want to share. You don't want to do it for the life.
It says,
sorry,
everybody. Oh, everything good. I realized I didn't tell you my address.
You're for what?
For Shabbos.
Oh, you didn't tell me around the people?
Huh? I joined it. Oh, well, sorry. Okay. Even less clear. Okay, I called over.
Do I
have your phone? No, I thought I forgot. That's all. It's okay. It's all.
Mind, they close eyes the whole time and doing.
Some people, yeah, you just try to remember Hashem, get a muna. But yeah, the Ian, he says, it, you have these three meals, you're bringing down holiness, and you don't mean you. I don't mean me. I want to mean Hashem, and therefore throw out the things which are contradictory to Hashem. I want to throw them out. Have these three meals. I want to throw them out. This is the time when the love for Hashem is revealed.
The perception that we see is not totally Hashem.
No. Like, that's what he says. So you have to be, when you're real, so if you're the real deal, you say, again, am I the real deal? I'd like to be, and I hope I will be. I don't know if I'm that Zohar, but I want very much. So that's part of why the Ben Ish Chai, that's part of why the Ben Ish Chai here brings the Kfid HaRizal, you leave the table, you leave the wine, you leave the, you want to, like, the meal's done, you bitch. But there should be a trace of it there. Still there. Like, it's not just, okay, goodbye, I got it. Got my bakers, I'm done. No! Hold on!
Why? Say. Why?
Okay, that's today's. But Baruch Hashem, listen, on the other hand, we have to know every meal, a person has an or, has a kedusha, it's a wonderful thing, it's not to be discouraged, it's to just start to yearn. And again, the way, how do we do this, is every single day, as I said before. Every day. We have a choice. Am I going to connect to the light of Shabbos or not? Nefesh, today is nefesh. Today's actions. Today's neshama. Today's thought. Sunday's thought. Then Monday is speech, it's finally in the Torah. And Tuesday is we're losing the action. And then Wednesday we're getting the action for the next week.
Shabbos.
And Thursday getting speech, again we're laying the Torah. And Friday we have thought. And the Chesed Rav says, you want to have a sin-free week? This is how you do it. This is how you sanctify your week and you connect to Hashem your week. You have to focus on Shabbos in the week. Focus on what Shabbos is in the week. He says all the Shemus, don't get me wrong, there's a few Shemus we have to have in mind, but that is not the main thing. It's important, but it is not the main thing is today to remember it's Shabbos Kodesh. Where are my thoughts today? Even a little bit.
It came to me, why does Hashem say, man, my name will be gone?
Mm-hmm.
Why does he say that?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very simple. Yirmiyahu went with him to Babel and saying, why are you guys using Hashem's name in all these different ways? All you do is cry. Right. And that's the end. The end is Hashem's going to close all the doors and we're going to only be able to cry with him. And his name is only going to be one, which means the Hashem helped me. That's his name. That's it.
Oy,
that's so what he true. Wants from us. Not all the Kabbalah,
just focus, absolutely, absolutely. No, the aid of the Kabbalah, whatever little bit we do, whatever we do there, Kabbalah,
like
you're learning the Beis Chai, you go around the table, you go this way, you take that, that's the that's not the purpose. Yeah, we want to understand, absolutely.
My
absolutely.
Name is one, that's it. Man, how is it
going to
be unified,
because
he has a lot of different names.
Oy, oy, oy. Yes, that's for sure. Okay, one more, and then we'll move on to a guest test. It's a joy today.
Okay, so how could you go out and walk with him and never have been like, he wasn't even chained, he just walked with him the whole way. Like, it's like, how can you
this is a hard one. So the Bechina, the next thing he says, there's another mitzvah, Leil Shabbos, that's the time for it to be Chachamim, to be getting with the wives. So, in terms of timing, that is the best time. It says, from Leil Shabbos to Leil Shabbos. He says, even if the first day of Pesach, and Rosh Hashanah, or Shmir Atzeres, or 2 days of Shavuos come out on Shabbos, that's not a good time, according to the deeper reasons. Only if it's the night where she immersed in the mikvah. And that's Tanur Chalmat. So, Maisa, your regular person, not holding by it, is not holding by it. The Mishnah says it depends where a person is. It depends, he has to know his own self. Be honest about where he really is holding. This is best even during the chol, after chatos if possible.
Laila.
Even though Shabbos is best after Chatzos. Hashem. We spoke about this before, the Maaso. Like you said, a person can't let himself be discouraged. And we have to realize, like the Nassim says, what a person does up here, Allah is very, very great and very wonderful one way or the other way. And we have to damn to Hashem. We should be zochah to have Kedusha in Tahara. We should be zochah to have Kedusha in Tahara simply the way it's supposed to be and not other things. If not think about myself, it's supposed to think about Hashem. Okay, it's easy to, one other thing, it's easy to talk about, not so easy necessarily to do. There's different bechinas. The next tiff, he talks about the inyan. The next tiff, he talks about the inyan of even when it's impossible for a woman to be expecting, to know that every time does something. Every time does something creates a nefesh, and that nefesh will have a goof in times to come. That's the Beis Chai, brings from the Chida. We'll have the others, the nefesh will have a goof in times to come. So that's why a person can't say, he shouldn't say, well listen, I don't need this. Not me, but let's say someone was on a level where he thinks he doesn't need this. So you can't have a child anyway. Well, we're not ready to have children anyway, so why should I do this? This is a mitzvah. See, that's the thing. This is not so clear. Moshe Rabbeinu, yes. Rabbi Nachman, who was Bechiz Moshe Rabbeinu, yes. Pashtus, not anyone else. That's the Beis Chai saying here. But not the Kutalachis also. That's why it's like a long discussion of Kutalachis. Maybe I would do it here, where I would put it in. But to me, says his own inyan, but like
it's totally different when it comes to that.
Rav Nassim says it's almost impossible. Okay, that's
we'll soon see.
We're a different mechanism. But Rav Nassim is almost impossible to have again. And there's really the Russian of the Shtefer Gugurim also to have absolute holiness. He says Adarabba, the reason why you bring such a holy neshama, high neshama. So it's a big challenge. It has to be in this way, and we do this way. Kosher, that's what you're supposed to do, and then it's holy. It's good. It's not perfect, so again, don't be Bilam. Don't pretend know where you are. But don't become that Bilam. Bilam is the Holy of Holies, and he's not so much the Holy of Holies. So there's a little different machines, it's the first gift of love, or whatever it may be. That's what we spoke about. Where is this? It's in Rivian, maybe. I have to find this thing. It's a long discussion of events. He says that's why the place that's brought, he says Hashem could have given an extra appendage. It's not. It's dafka where a person uses for whatever he uses for fulfills. It's because this is a very hard thing to really purify. So that's the idea. The Sidracha won't let Neshamas come down without him finding his portions. It's very, very hard to have absolute Kedusha. I mean, there's a long discussion about it, actually. We have to find it. But anyway, actually, yes, that's the first one. Now, I know of somebody. Breast of her. I mean, Kilo breast of her. He thinks he's a very great breast of her. And I can't believe this is a true story. He said, I'm married 4 years and I still have taken her breast. And so I was like, what do you mean? Taking her breast. Anyway, he's like, listen, he's taking her breast. He's clean. Totally
sure.
Never.
Isn't that like the Rabbi Oster?
Yeah.
Never really married.
Maybe. It's a question mark. It depends.
It's a
so he thinks they're taking a risk. That's kilkel of risk. That's taking a risk. That's taking a risk. That's not taking a risk. Taking a risk is doing what a person is supposed to do, making mitzvah when he needs to do. So he wants to abstain. So it's real Shabbos, real Shabbos. She's happy. She's fine. Let's say, I guess. I don't know. I'm not part of their.
Maybe she's back to their team or something.
No, I hope not. But actually, they're both like a little not well. One way or the other way. What do you mean? Yeah. So he thinks he's that Kedusha. That's not called Kedusha. That's not Kedusha. Kedusha is doing the mitzvah, realizing it's a mitzvah, like Rav Nachman says in that shtickle. One way or the way, a mitzvah to a mitzvah. This is what you need to do. She's Torah. You're Mekadosh in whatever way you can. Krishna said, be Mekadosh in whatever way you can. But he can't say, so I'm not going to, and I'm not taking a risk. That's the ultimate kilkul abris. That's the ultimate kilkul abris.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know. He says she uses a basula, she's going to stay a basula.
No, Rav said, don't ever talk to your wife about Kedusha matters. Like, don't ever make her, because then she's going to think you don't love her. Don't ever try to abstain. Don't ever. It's like this thing about, because it can ruin your relationships.
You have to be very careful. This gives things a lot of speed. These are a lot of tefillah.
Many, many years.
A lot of tefillah. These things are a lot of tefillah. These are a lot of tefillah. This hadracha, it depends on the person, depends on the couple. Although, of course, the general rule is certainly that way. Usually, it's going to just put it off. She's going to say, why are you saying that? I don't know. I'm deficient. I'm not kadosha enough. I'm not holy enough. Or, doesn't like me. Whatever, she can come up with something which is really bad, and that's one of the causes. She's going to feel bad about this, which is not good. She has to be careful. Every rule has an exception, of course, but how to know when there's an exception or not? It's easy to do it again. It's not so easy to know. You have to be very, very careful to know where you're holding and how you're holding. And who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? We're talking about a young lady raised by Tosar. It's another story. That's an opposite story. They got married. They're in the yichud room, and she's like, "What is this?" She didn't know what anything at all. No one told her anything.
Really?
She
was
just, yeah.
Just one example, or this bit there,
I think it was one. I think that one time was enough. She's like, "I don't understand. What this is very strange. I don't get this whole. Maybe your mother will explain it to you. What it's like, very weird. Like, a person has no idea. That's also not good. There's a mitzvah here. No." It's not a milo. You have to know when and what. You know. Yeah. So Moshe said, if there was no mikveh in his town, there's the Shalom Bayis felt. Even if he didn't need it, he was okay. He didn't come to Russia. She didn't get to mikveh maybe once in a few years. He had three children and stayed there. Three kids, and that's it. And said there was.
Does the women still go to the mikveh after menopause?
Only if they have blood. Yeah. They have blood, yeah. If not, no. At a certain point, she's old enough. But yeah. Okay, so this is like an interesting topic.
It's interesting how what's up. That Moshe Rabbeinu were not to maintain the kedusha, they have to abstain. But then again, there was a concept in Shalom Bayis as shina. You had shina to your house.
What are you talking about? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe. What are you talking about? The Rebbe, they were like, who are you going to marry? You just walked into a house. And she's like, yeah, this is the one I want. You can do that, and we'll talk to you. You didn't even have to date. You somehow found her. So he's what I'm dreaming about here. He said, okay, but this is the condition. She says, fine, okay. Anything. Okay, if you can do the proper soul connection like that, that's pretty good.
You can do what?
She just walked into the house, and she's like, he's what I mean. He didn't even know. I don't know if he knew he should. How is, like, they never met, they never had nothing. Somehow he,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it's not a normal sensitivity. It was something really deep. Like something, I don't know how you, don't ask me how you do that. I would not suggest to Hassan to go with Roger to Holmes. It won't work well. Here for him, it somehow, I think that was the story. Worked right in. It's like, yeah, he's the one. That's the way it was.
Okay.
Subah, when he died, the Subah was ready, because the requirement of Mary, you have to have it in cash. It was in cash. Right away, he got, like, you know, he was somewhere else, not a regular. It's not your average.
Who is it?
Rabbi Nachman. It was different than Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. Didn't that's what Aaron and Moshe said. What is this? Shechina in your house? No, Hashem said, no, don't talk about Moshe. You're not where he is. At all. So maybe don't speak about it, because you don't get it. You're right. You don't get it.
With Sephora, she was a. She was unhappy about the whole thing.
No, Sephora was very happy.
This whole thing. It's like Miriam said she's not happy. You're not happy. Why not happy? That's Miriam's star. She was.
Right. Where do you see that? Show me that inside. I don't know. I don't remember.
On the other hand, she's going to be extremely happy because her husband's bringing all the Kedusha.
He was the one exception. You got the one of the handful of exceptions. Maybe there are like a few very rare exceptions. You could say Ben Azai, maybe. He couldn't stay married because he just loved Torah too much. And, I mean, there are like a handful. Like the Marshal wrote 400 years ago, he said, we can't do this anymore. There's nobody who says he's married to Torah anymore. We're already, it's just not our world anymore. It doesn't exist. I mean, like, we're not there. We can't pretend. Is it impossible to access that? I can't say it's impossible. It's virtually impossible. But Moshe Rabbeinu was even like, it was somewhere else. Maybe it was somewhere else. I don't know.
It's a mitzvah to be with the...
There's exception to every rule.
So,
halakhically speaking, after a person
with
time...
It's
the
Rav Sinai and be in good shape, even though he's
being... He couldn't because he had to stay pure because his Nebu would come on him all the time. And if Nebu came on and he weren't in pure state, he'd be dead.
That's my point.
Why should it be that way? I'm Hashem in a world where I'm so called impure if after my wife I'm impure.
Hashem didn't make a world like that.
Why should it make a world like that?
We made the world like that by eating of this nice fruit and they ate that cover up.
I should be more pure now because
why do we need clothing? What are you clothing for? Why can't you go your natural state? Because your natural state has been tainted by the Yitzhak Torah. So it says. That's what they said in the Dormabu. We don't need clothing. And the Zohar says, Hashem said, I hate people who don't wear clothing because they desensitize themselves to anything holy.
Wow. So basically before that,
you didn't need clothing.
They were still sensitized and
they had no sensitivity. It was like your hand.
The goof was on the inside.
You didn't feel drawn to look at something. It had no meaning. You were somewhere else. And so the angel said, maybe this other man, is he part of Hashem? What's his deal? He's so pure and pristine.
They killed him.
It didn't mean anything. It wasn't low. But then it became low. That was their choice. They said, well, bring the eternal into the world. Avera lishma.
There was no Nida before.
That's what it says, yeah. She did a star effort. Again, did she have blood or not? I don't know. It didn't matter. Could be she did. It didn't matter. It becomes something totally. Everything became totally, totally different. Totally, totally, totally different. Again, they meant l'shem shemayim. The angels actually asked Hashem, "Why did you throw them out? What did they do wrong? They meant to be made to hurry in to bring you honor. What did they do wrong? Why are you throwing them away from your name?" So that's what Rabbanik says. It's all very nice, but when you want to do an aver l'shma, you can't enjoy it, and they did enjoy it. When you do an aver l'shma, you cannot enjoy it. We spoke about this before in the Madregas Adam. It's a baya. It's not so simple. This is also very apropos. This Indian, everything became lowered. I mean, we'll talk about it when we get to Nida a little more. But like everything became totally fallen, and then what do you want? It's fallen. It's hard enough to walk down the street and not notice any such thing. It's a big level. We are working more on. Or a person working on his thoughts and he's so intensely thinking things that are important that he really doesn't notice, and that's great. You need your work. Otherwise, you're in trouble. Or he's not, or he's at least Dabd Hashem. Please protect me afterwards. I'm sorry, help him out in bad effect. That's where he is. He can't, there's no way to, can't pretend. So a lot of artists go to this. One of the big darks of Michal Dorfman was that he worked with these girls who were, who knows how they dressed or didn't dress in Russia. And they all said he's sensitive, he pays attention, he cares, and he never looks where you're not supposed to look in the same way, ever. Never. Ever. And they said, wow, this guy is a holy man. The Russian communists who taught that they're atheists. This man is holy. These young girls, so he was in charge of them in the factory, or whatever he did. This man's a holy man with a little casquette, who knows how he looked. He didn't look exactly like a chassid or anything. And he's a holy man. The man doesn't look. So I'm sure he was doing intensive, fantastic his voters. And that was his big focus for a very long time, to be holy. Watch my eyes. It's very, again, it's to get that is very hard. Say, we know that's a big deal. When you have someone who's really not, you know, not in such a place, he's not on, he's not there. That's fantastic.
He's probably in the bay for sometimes.
Whatever he was hard work. However he got to, it was very hard work, that's for sure.
How old was he when he came back?
I don't know. I don't know the exact details. I know he had, and they were like very impressed. And the truth is, it doesn't hardly matter the age.
Why not? Because he had all those years of hard work.
No, it's true. It's true. The older he is, maybe the more work he was able to put into it. But nevertheless, even a person's older, yes, it's less strong, but it's plenty strong. It's too strong. Too strong to not. It's not not easy. Never gets easy. Really easy.
Don't expect it.
Maybe not. Ravelli Lopian. It's a story I tell. I thought, right? He told the young Bacher, he wants to, I think we spoke about this. He said, I'm going to this mixed wedding, the dancing, the this thing, it's not going to affect me, no problem. He said, what's your mother's name? Why did my mother's name? He said, because I need a daven for you, you're very sick. You're a sick boy. You're sick, you're not too well. He said, I'm 80, I'm over 80, and it affects me. Doesn't affect you, and you're young blood. You're not well. I need a daven for you. You should have a complete recovery. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just, you know, 80. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it doesn't affect you. If you think it doesn't affect you, you're just wrong. Come time, also there was a mice with him. There's a girl cleaning, coming in, coming out. After a few times, he said, listen, I'm not a mom. I don't want this lady coming in and out. It's affecting me. It's not good for me. You know, it's very sensitive. He feels it. You're holding. Everyone has to know where they're holding. It's not pressure.
Is that why some Hasidim annoyed that I have like the women in the kitchen during the Suda or any other room?
It depends who does it. Like, I know for me, I also have a separate table when I have guests. And we never did. My kids said we don't like the. They hate when I tell the people this, but they said we hate the. Boys, girls, it's not,
yeah.
The boys don't like the girls around, the girls don't like the boys around, so it didn't work, so they felt insensitive, so we're like, okay, we're not going to subject you to the guests, if you don't want, prefer separate, we'll separate. So that's what we did. I mean, if the kid has sensitivity, it's sensitivity. That's also why we stopped having guests who weren't so careful how they dressed. I was pretty much okay, I tried to watch my eyes, but if you help me someone, you help someone. That was my maybe mistaken calculation, but that's what I thought. But then my 3-year-old or 4-year-old said that was dressed that way. I didn't like that. He's very bothered him.
Wow.
And we're like, okay, stop this. So we stopped him. That was it. You know, if he bothers, so something, don't know why a person's doing it. He's doing whatever reason he's doing. He's doing it.
Making sure that
it depends on the law, right? It's, yeah, we stopped. No, we don't do girls from the law anymore for that reason. Exactly why. That's exactly why. I don't know if they're going to, we'll see what they send me from the wall. I'm a little too far. I might have to go pick them up myself. We'll see. They haven't been sending me. I'm way out. All the way to the room. Locked. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had a few guests. I had one week they sent guests. See, after Shmaya, everything will happen the right time, the right way. All right, so I guess we'll do a passage of joy. The next two also talks about this topic. And then we're done with...